Prologue. Cavitation. The bullet, cylindriform as a rocket, but tapering to a point almost sharp enough to prick skin with a casual touch, was 2.5 inches long when it was in its cartridge in the rifle. The shank was made of copper, and the expansion chamber would cause it to double in diameter upon impact. The tip was designed to swell upon contact as well, ripping apart the flesh and muscle and bone as it made its way to the elk's or the bear's, or, most likely, the deer's heart. It looked like a little missile. The bullet did not hit Spencer McCullough in the chest that very last night in July, however, because that would have killed him pretty near instantly. Nor did it plunge into his abdomen, which, depending upon how much of his stomach, his liver, and his spleen were in harm's way, would have killed him over the course of minutes. A .30-06, a 30-caliber bullet atop the classic cartridge case developed by the U.S. Army in 1906, turns bowels into pudding. Instead, it ripped into the man's body just above and to the side of his chest, slamming into him below his right shoulder. It shattered completely the scapula and his shoulder joint, demolished his rotator,